KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Is being brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Starting off with high school sporting notes, most of the area softball and baseball games were postponed from last night due to a rainfall and storms in the area. Few games did get in softball play Hawkeye 10 action. It was Creston taking two from Clarinda. They won 12-2 in game one and 11-10 in game two. That was a nine-inning affair in that second game. Denison Schleswig beat Harlan 6-0. Corner conference action, East Mills over Essex 24-5 and Fremont Mills with a 3-0 winner over Stanton. And in Pride of Iowa play, Wayne beat Lennox 8-0. Baseball scores in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Clarinda swept Creston 10-0 in game one and 7-6 in game two in eight innings. Harlan was a 9-3 winner over Denison Schleswig. Corner conference action, East Mills topped Essex South Page of 14-4, and Stanton was a 7-5 winner over Fremont Mills. That's a few of your scores from last night. Atlantic's games scheduled against St. Albert last night were postponed until Wednesday. Also, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released the regional softball pairings for classes 1A, 2A, and 3A on Monday. Atlantic will be opening up their postseason play on July 3rd with a home game against Shenandoah. And that will be in Region 3. And other games that will be taking, that's in Region 4. Other games taking place in Region 4 will be Creston at Red Oak. That's the game directly next to Atlantic in the bracket. And then the other side has PCM at Clark and Sheraton at Centerville. So the top two ranked teams there would be Atlantic and Clark, potentially setting up for a showdown there in that regional final. Also in Class 3A Region 3, Kemper Catholic will be hosting OABC, will be on the road at OABCIG for their first game there on the 3rd, and those are all 7 o'clock starts coming up there on July 3rd for those first round games. Also in Class 2A, there will be a couple of opening round pigtail games on the 2nd, and then games continuing then on the 3rd with winners moving on. So games on the 2nd have Clarinda at West Central Valley and Tri-Center at Missouri Valley. And then on the 3rd, the winner of that first game will take on Trainer on the road. Nottoway Valley is at Mount Air. And then the Tri-Center Mo Valley winner will play at Logan Magnolia. And AHSTW will be at Underwood. Class 1A area teams in Region 7, a bunch of games set up for the 2nd. And there's just a couple of teams that have first-round buys there in that bracket for the next round. The games on the 2nd include Stanton at Cam, Orient Maxburg at Coon Rapids Bayard, Audubon at Baxter, Southwest Valley at Exira EHK, Arweva at Glidden-Ralston, and East Union at Griswold. The two teams that have opening round buys are Collins Maxwell and Grandview Christian, and those next round games will be played right away on July the 3rd. So those set up for a Monday, Tuesday there in Class 1A. Also in Region 8 play, games that will be taking place on the 2nd include Boyer Valley hosting Lawton Bronson, Whiting is at Westwood, Woodbine at West Harrison, Essex will be at Fremont Mills, St. Albert is at Sydney, and East Mills will be at Riverside. Those are the opening round games. The two teams that had byes are Akron Westfield and West Monona there in that Region 8 bracket. You can follow the link on this same story on our sports page if you want to look at those full brackets for all those regions there across the state in those three classes. Of course, the other classes will be announced here shortly within the week as well. Moving on from high school sports to a Major League Baseball game we had for you last night here on the radio. The Phillies blew a 4-0 lead before beating the Cardinals 6-5 on Aaron Altair's two-run double in the bottom of the 10th. And St. Louis tied it with a two-run ninth and went ahead on a Tommy Pham's home run before Altair sent Philadelphia to its third win in a row. Odubel Herrera belted a three-run homer in the first for the Phillies, who are 3.5 games behind the NL East leading Braves. Other scores in the National League, it was Pittsburgh 1-0 over Milwaukee, the Mets a 12-2 winner over Colorado, Miami 5-4 over San Francisco. The Cubs and Dodgers were postponed by rain and a limited power outage at Wrigley Field. The game will be made up as part of a day-night doubleheader here today. Other in American League action, Adrian Beltre smacked a three-run homer, and Shin-Soo Chu added a solo homer while reaching base five times as the Rangers doubled up the Royals 6-3. Bartolo Colon gave up three runs over six innings before becoming the winningest Dominican-born pitcher in Major League history. It was Colon's 244th win, one more than Hall of Famer Juan Marichal. And in other American League action, it was Cleveland 6-2 over the White Sox and Houston a 5-4 winner over Tampa Bay. Interleague action, Washington beat the Yankees 5-3 in game one of a doubleheader. The Yankees got game two 4-2, and Arizona was a 7-4 winner over the LA Angels. That's a look at Major League Baseball scores. In Major League Baseball news, the Washington Nationals have bolstered their bullpen by getting Kelvin Herrera from the Royals for three minor leaguers. Herrera has 14 saves and a 1.05 ERA this year, allowing just three runs while striking out 22 over 25 and two-thirds innings. The two-time All-Star helped Kansas City win the 2015 World Series. The Royals received infielder Kelvin Gutierrez, outfielder Blake Perkins, and right-hander Johannes Morel. Elvis Andrus is back in the Texas Rangers lineup against Kansas City following his first trip to the DL. The two-time All-Star missed 59 games after a pitch by Kenyon Middleton broke his right elbow in an April 11th game against the LA Angels. Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw threw a three-inning simulated game Monday, and he moves forward in his recovery from a strained lower back. Indian starter Carlos Carrasco only bruised his right elbow when he was hit by a vicious line drive on Saturday. An MRI was negative, and Carrasco is not expected to miss significant time. The Phillies have optioned former closer Hector Neris to AAA Lehigh Valley and recalled lefty Austin Davis. The move comes after Neris gave up four runs in the ninth inning of yesterday's 10-9 win at Milwaukee. The Mariners have activated right-handed reliever Juan Nicasio from the 10-day DL as they continue to add options in their bullpen heading into a road trip through New York and Boston. The Astros have given general manager Jeff Lunau a contract extension through 2023 and added president of baseball operations to his title. He was hired as GM in December 2011 and turned the club into World Series champions within 6 years. Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman is the leading vote-getter among all National League players in the latest results released Monday. Freeman has received over 1.4 million votes, topping outfielder and Atlanta teammate Nick Markakis, a Giants shortstop Brandon Crawford, Rocky third baseman Nolan Arenado, and Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper are the only other NL players with more than 1 million votes. In college baseball, it took 8 hours, 25 minutes between the first pitch and the final out, but Oregon State kept its season alive on Monday at the College World Series. After a 4-hour, 31-minute weather delay, the Beavers' offense came to life, scoring 10 of their 14 runs in a 14-5 win against Washington. With the win, Oregon State now awaits the loser of Mississippi State versus North Carolina, while the Huskies become the first team eliminated in Omaha. The Tar Heels and Bulldogs were supposed to play Monday night at 6 p.m., but were rescheduled for this morning at 10 o'clock and will be the first of three games today at TD Ameritrade Park, of course, weather cooperating. Texas plays Florida at 1 o'clock today in an elimination game, and this evening at 6 o'clock, Arkansas is set to play Texas Tech in the winner's bracket. In college basketball news, Iowa State coach Steve Prohm has added James Kane to his staff as an assistant. Prohm announced the hiring of Kane, a former assistant of his at Murray State, on Monday. Prohm, with Kane on his staff, led the Racers to a 104-29 record from 2011 to 15. Murray State reached the postseason three times, including the second round of the NCAA tournament in 2012. Kane moved to Dayton after Prohm accepted the head coaching job with the Cyclones 3 years ago. Iowa State finished 13-18 in 2017-18, missing the NCAA tournament for the first time in seven seasons. The NHL's most recent Stanley Cup winning coach is now a free agent. Barry Trotz has stepped down less than 2 weeks after leading the Washington Capitals to their first championship. Trotz and the team could not agree on an annual salary that would have put him in line with other Cup-winning coaches. A person familiar with the situation told the AP that the Stanley Cup final win over Vegas triggered a two-year extension for Trotz that would have given him a slight bump in salary to just over $2 million. Mike Babcock is getting $6.25 million from the Maple Leafs, and Blackhawks coach Joel Quenneville makes $6 million after leading the club to three Stanley Cups in this decade. Capitals associate coach Todd Reirden is now the leading candidate to replace Trotz. The New York Islanders are currently the only NHL team without a head coach. And Harry Kane's second goal of the game came in stoppage time to lift England past Tunisia 2-1 at the World Cup opener for both teams. Kane opened the scoring in the 11th minute, but the Tunisians were able to knot the score on a penalty kick in the 35th. Monday's other World Cup action had Belgium beating Panama 3-0 and Sweden earning a 1-0 win over South Korea. Meanwhile, Saudi team officials say the players made a safe landing after reported engine failure on their flight to Rostov-on-Don for a World Cup game against Uruguay. The team posted photos of the players exiting the plane and smiling Monday night, but did not release further details of the engine problem. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.